Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. Hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. Happy New Year. I wanted to do a review on, some of you might just see the title of this movie and be like, huh? What is this movie about? But it's actually very, very good. I thought it was a good movie. I saw it at the end of the year of 2025. I wouldn't put it as like my top 10, or like if I was gonna do a bonus top 11 or top 20, but it was a good movie. It was enjoyable. And the movie is called Threesome. It came out I believe September and of 2025, and it came out for you to watch it of in streaming services, but particularly Netflix, if you have a Netflix account, on the 27th of December. And that's when I watched it. So Threesome, basically, so it involves three people: a guy named Connor, a girl named Olivia, and a girl named Jenny. And at the beginning of the movie, we see an adorable gay couple named Matt and Greg. We are in their wedding. I believe that Connor is their best man, because he's giving one of the, not best man, but he's part of the wedding party, because he's giving one of a speech, so assuming so best man, because not everybody in the wedding party gives speeches. Because I was a bridesmaid to one of my best friends' weddings, so I believe he was the best man, and he was giving a speech. And for the longest time, Connor was trying to date Olivia. They hooked up one time. Nothing came of it. She had to dip out of the wedding because she had to go to work. But that's the first scene. After that, they're back at the bar that they... Well, Connor used to work there, but Greg still works there, and Olivia still works there. And then there is a girl named Jenny that got stood up on a date, and Greg was like, you know, to make Olivia jealous, because you're trying to get her to like toss you or go out with you, which I think it's a dumb idea, men. It's toss that girl over there, make Olivia jealous, which it works, which is, don't do that. That's just plain cool. Women do catch on that, like, oh, you're trying to get them jealous or something. Don't do that. That's terrible advice. I don't know why you men do that. So Connor talks to Jenny. She's very sweet, very nice. She's the opposite of Olivia. So what happens is that Olivia comes over and is like, oh, is this dude, aka Connor, annoying you? And they have a little talk, be like, no. And all three of them start talking, and then Jenny has to go use the washroom. She leaves, and then they have a little talk, Olivia and Connor, about, you know, going out on a date together. And she's like, no. And she's like, you know, the best thing for you, you have two girls that are talking to you, is to have a threesome. And he's like, I don't think she's up to with it. And Olivia's like, how do you know she's not up to it? Have you talked to her about it? And she's like, no. So she comes back, and Jenny is like, so what are you guys talking about? And Olivia's like, oh, we were playing a game of truth or dare. And Jenny's like, I haven't played that game since high school. And then Jenny's like, oh, I'll go first, meaning like she'll answer the questions. And Olivia's like, okay, truth or dare. And then Jenny picks truth, and her, aka Olivia's questions, were like multiple questions, were like, have you ever kissed a girl? And she's like, no. Would you kiss a girl? And she was like, yes. Could I kiss you? And she was like, yeah. Which one? I was like, that was multiple questions. Which it was multiple questions. And then they kiss. And then after that, Olivia and Connor kiss. And then Jenny kisses Connor. And then it ends up they have a threesome. And then later that day, I'm trying to get all my incomplete clock in order. And later that day, they all wake up. Olivia leaves for work. Jenny is still there. He makes her tea. They end up Jenny and Connor end up having shower sex. And then he's like, oh, I had a great time. Like, I'll call you. And FYI, he never calls her. And speeding up, just letting you guys all know that Olivia and Connor get together. They end up dating for like 6 weeks. Really good relationship. Olivia finds out that she's pregnant, and then they go to the OBY, the gynecologist, and guess who, after they get out, Jenny is looking for Connor, and she's also pregnant. So Connor, at this point of the movie, you're like, oh, Connor from the threesome got both girls pregnant. Olivia said, oh, she forgot to take the pill. And because Olivia doesn't want to be in this like relationship with a guy, and he also has a baby mama, she ends the relationship, and she ends up being like jealous of Jenny, because Jenny is very nice and has a completely different personality than she does. She's very nice, where Olivia is more sassy, more brutal. But the thing is, Connor does not like Jenny, even though like throughout the movie Jenny is like very sweet to him and trying to see like could their relationship go further, even to the point that Connor is like, I'm sorry for not calling you back. And she's like, yeah, I figured you wouldn't call me back because it was a threesome, and she figured like nothing was gonna come out of it. And at this point, Olivia was like contemplating, oh, when they still was in the first trimester. And one thing I liked about the movie, it was like first trimester, second trimester, third trimester due date. And she was like, I'm going to get an abortion, because she didn't want
Yeah. It just looks tacky to, in the girl's perspective, which is true. This is how society is terrible. Like, a guy having multiple children from different women is okay, but a girl having her boyfriend having multiple baby mamas is terrible. They both should be terrible. It shouldn't be like a double standard of, oh, it's okay. Oh, yeah, dude, you're great. You're awesome. But like, for a girl, she's named a slut. Just like, this is just a tangent for a little bit. Just like, there's a name for women that they don't know, like, that the guy that they're dating is married until it's very late, and they find out from their wives, because guys are, they lie and say they're not by my experience, but that they're married, that they're not married, or divorced, or separated. You ask them a billion questions and they lie to you, and then you become a mistress. Ladies out there, just you either only hate the guy that was lying and saying that he was separated or divorced from you, or you hate both of them. Don't only put it on the woman. Your man is the one that was lying, deceitful, manipulative, and took every step and thing there is to show that he was not married, took the status down, took your pictures down, removed the ring, anywhere possible. So he was deceitful. So stop putting all the blame on the woman. It's 100% your man's fault. So you either only hate the man, or you do 50-50 that you hate the man and you hate the woman. Like Ariana Maddox when Sandoval cheated on her. You either hate both parties equally, or you only hate the man, because that's the only acceptable way. Only hating the woman when she didn't know and he lied to her and she asked all the questions necessary, it's not fair. I'm not saying that from experience. I'm saying that from watching like TV shows like Vanderpump Rules and hearing stuff like this happens around. Like I said, there's names like that for women. There's no names for that for men, and they should be. It's called a mistress, and your name, even though you move past it, you keep the label, it should disappear at some point. If there is a name for someone that destroyed a family in the woman's side, there should be a name for it on the man's side. Just like I just learned also from Vanderpump Rules that if you're under 40 and you date someone that's like, even if he's like, you're like 35 and he's like 25 or something like that, like there's a name for that. It's called Puma. There's no names for this for men. Like, make it equal. Society needs to change. Anyway, I'm done with that rampage. Sorry, am I gonna do, talk about this, recap of Vanderpump? Probably not. Wanna keep, then I'm just gonna be ranting the whole time. So, I'm not gonna do that. Just that little rant. So, continuing on. So, like I said, Olivia wanted to get an abortion. She was going with her sister to get the abortion. Connor came to her her house because she stays with her sister and babysits her niece when her sister and her sister's husband, you know, need to do errands, other things. And he was like, I'm part of this. I need to, you know, take responsibility and be there, which I applaud him for. Yes, exactly. You are part of this. You helped create the baby. So if someone decides to get an abortion, you should be there. And she was like, no, 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 you're not. And I'm like, no, girl, I'm pro your independence, but like, make him, he's the one that got you pregnant. He should take responsibility. And if you're going to get an abortion or you're going to keep the baby, he should be there supporting and not be a deadbeat. So they end up going to the clinic, and then they tell her her options to either abort it or buy a pill or the other surgery. And by that, she starts crying. She decides that she wants to keep the baby. They later find out it's a girl. And with our girl Jenny, like, sweetheart, she is Baptist, like, she, which is a part of Christianity. So her whole family do not usually, not all, but like the majority of people that are Christians do not believe in abortions. They are like, you get pregnant, you have to have the baby in the world. So she kept the baby. Greg, the best friend of Connor, is like, oh, she doesn't have anyone there, well, for her through her pregnancy, so you should be there. Olivia doesn't want you to be part of it because she's still mad about the whole, like, you got two women pregnant, which is, it makes sense. I understand that. So, like, help her along if Olivia decides to come around and wants you to be more involved. You should. And even if she doesn't, you are a dad of two children, both Olivia's and Jenny. So you should be doing 50-50 with both. Like, if you're going to take Olivia to the OBGYN, you should do the same with Jenny. And I completely agree with that. And there is also a part when Jenny's like, yeah, this is my, it's like, oh yeah, Connor's my boyfriend. Because again, her family is Christian, and then in that, like, for her, that's a better way for her to be like, I got pregnant by my boyfriend, than like someone that I had a threesome. Looks horrible, especially she lives in a Christian family. So she does that. They make Jenny's family makes a whole baby shower for them, and to the point that, like, even Connor was like, when are you going to tell them that we're not actually together? It's getting, you know, uncomfortable and stuff like that. And she's like, I'll let them know, but not now, because I need to, I don't know what I'm going to say to them and everything like that. I don't want to disappoint them in every, you know, aspect of that. Because even, like, when they did the surprise baby shower, she was like, no, why are you guys doing that? Because why did you guys do that? She, but he first met them at their house because Jenny's parents was like, we want to meet the boyfriend. We want to know who's the guy that got our daughter pregnant, which makes sense. So, again, they're dealing with that whole thing. So, like I said, with Olivia and Connor, they broke up. So, Olivia went back to the guy that she was kind of seeing. That's the guy that she was kind of seeing. I didn't really like him. And his name is Kevin. And why I don't like him for multiple reasons. And I don't know why Olivia kept going back with him, because he's married. But yeah, she had a night with him. And what happens further in the plot is she finds out that he lied about having a vasectomy. See, this is why I brought this up. A lot of these dudes lie. He lied about having a vasectomy. So now there's a possibility for Olivia that Connor might not, she might have not have gotten pregnant during the threesome. When she might have gotten pregnant before Connor, when she was with the married guy. So that's the whole thing, because when her and Connor broke up, she went back to the married guy. But, like, yes. And I'm like, you should have asked for documentation. Like, again, this whole thing is, like, a lot of guys lie. Be careful. Don't trust a guy when he says this, that, and the other. Do your research. A lot of times, they are lying to you. That's why I did the whole rant before. So they do a, like, DNA thing, and we find out that for Olivia, Connor is not the dad. It's Kevin, the liar that's probably said that he left his wife, and she kept going back to him. Not keep going back. She was with him before. Because going back, rewind. She's not a mistress. So let's rewind. Well, a mistress that knew. Rewind. After the Greg and Matt wedding, Kevin came to her bar and was like, he was like, I was calling you to set up a second date. You keep ghosting me. And she was like, yeah, because I found out that you are married. Again, liars. So that's why I ghosted you. And then he was like, come on, go. And she was like, no, you're married. Da, 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 da. He, like, you see in the background, is out with another girl, so continuously cheating on his wife. Poor her. So, I feel terrible for his wife. So now we're going to go back to, she's a mistress, not wanting to be mistress. Olivia. So we found out that Kevin is the father. I don't know how many kids he has already, but he is the father. Olivia ends up calling her daughter, because both Jenny and Olivia both have girls, and Olivia called her daughter Alice, which is what Connor would want to call his daughter, because that's his mom's name. And at the end of the movie, she's like, you've always loved me, you always cared about me, I'm sorry. Because they both, Olivia and Henny, Olivia goes into labor, and she's there for 24 hours. She hasn't given birth, and then 24 hours after that, 24 hours, I think like 26 hours, Jenny's water breaks and gets admitted to the hospital. And Jenny's dad sees that Connor is already at the hospital because Jenny calls him saying, "My water broke." Da, 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 da. The dad sees and he's like, "Oh, you are an a-hole. You are a jerk. You got two girls pregnant. Oh, you're terrible." So punches Connor in the face. And after all that happens, and everything like that, Olivia gets a call from the gender database and finds out that Connor's not the father, it's Kevin, and Connor's upset about it because Connor, remember, he's in love with Olivia. He wants to, he was going to help it. Jenny take care of their children, but he wanted to be with Olivia, build a life with Olivia, get married with Olivia. That's like his end game is Olivia, and that devastated him when Olivia was like, "It's not. The baby is not yours, and I'm so sorry." So that's another reason why Olivia called the baby Alice, even though that at the beginning when they were talking about naming their daughter, she was like, "Nope, not Alice." Jenny, like I said before, has a girl. They call her Fiona, aka, if you ever have watched Shrek, Princess Fiona. And Connor didn't really have a name choice in the name, because again, this is after Jenny gave birth, after her dad punched Connor in the face, and I'm figuring her dad didn't want Connor in the living room, and Connor told Jenny, like, "By the way, Olivia found out that I'm not the father of her baby, so he's only a dad one," but still, I believe her, especially her dad, Jenny's dad, has a sour taste in his mouth when it comes to him, because his daughter at some point had to tell him what happened, so bad taste. And at the end of the movie, you know, they the girls are friends again, they're okay, and Olivia apologizes to Jenny because she was jealous, because again, there was a point in the movie where Olivia was checking through Instagram, was looking at Jenny's page, and was like, "Are you dating?" Olivia was like, "Are you dating?" Jenny's like, "No, it's a front for her parents, it's a front for me, I love you, I want to be with you, but you don't want to be with me because of the whole, like, two mama thing, right? Two baby mama thing. It's a you thing." And I think what helped her get over it, or what was a good, like, plot twist, and that both babies weren't his, because I feel like if both babies at the end of this movie were still his, Olivia would still be like, "No," because she doesn't want to, because it's, it was like a bad look, you know. Your husband, boyfriend, is the dad of your kid, and someone, yeah, it's a bad look, I guess, but maybe in the future she would have got over it. But she came to the conclusion, like, "Oh, he loves me, he's there for me, he's always had my back. Like, throughout my whole entire pregnancy, he was there for me." And he also tells, she, as in Olivia, also tells Jenny after she gave birth, being like, "Connor's gonna be there for you. He might not want to be with you romantically, like, you would want to try to, like, co-parent, right, and try to be with each other, but he will be there through thick and thin. He has that kind of personality, and that's what he does. He's there for his daughter. He's a good dad. He steps up. He's there through everything. And then we get to the credits, and I miss these, what they do in for credits. They used to do this a long time ago in the early 2000s, where they show, like, behind the scene clips, and then we get, like, a little flash forward of how Olivia and Connor's wedding. So they end up getting married, and Jenny's there with Fiona. It's a good movie. I would give it a 4 out of 5. So yeah, it's a good movie. I don't think it was in theaters for that long. I had a coworker of mine that saw it in September when it came out. I wasn't able to see it in theaters in September, but this is my first recap for this new year. I don't know when this is going to be dropped on streaming services, and I'll be completely honest. So I'm not a Neil Diamond fan. This is a bonus recap of, not recap, but like fast forward of what I am going to recap about. Spring. I'm doing the Springsteen one first. So Springsteen the Springsteen movie that came out October, November. It was supposed to be on, like, Disney Plus on the 23rd of December. You can purchase it. So as of, like, recording it right now, it's the 27th of December. It's still not available for on, like, any, like, streaming platforms, aka I don't have to buy it, because again, I am not a Springsteen fan, and I saw reviews and people were like, it's okay. So, like, if it's okay, I'm not paying $19 to rent it. I don't know when it's going to be out for streaming, like, either on Netflix or any other streaming for, like, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO, Peacock, Paramount Plus, one of those that I have, when it's going to be out. When that comes out in one of those, I am going to do the Springsteen Deliver Me From Here, and you'll hear a recap from about that. I am also doing, which I was saying, and then I stopped and went to Springsteen, what is the Neil Diamond biopic that has, and I'm only doing that because I love Hugh Jackman, and it also has Kate Hudson's, and it's like Boo, it's called, let me have the actual name, Song Blue. Again, not a Neil Diamond fan. I saw the musical A Beautiful Noise, did not like that. So I believe I'm not gonna just, I'm like, again, I am not a Neil Diamond fan. I'm not a Springsteen fan. Like, I don't so song wise, I really being like excited for the music. I only know Sweet Caroline, and so for music based, like, the songs, I'm going to judge both, because again, I'm not a fan of both artists, by the performances of the actors. So how I'm judging is going to be like that. Just like when I did, I forget what the movie was called, but Timothée Chalamet was in it, and it was the one about Bob Dylan. Oh, A Complete Unknown. I'm not a Bob Dylan fan either. But I thought the movie was great because of Timothée Chalamet's performance. That's why I thought it was good, and that's why I gave it a 4. And I think, and for me, if Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson do a good job, then I will give A Song Sung Blue a 4. And if the people, I keep hearing bad reviews about the one of the Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. So that might be a 3, because I heard it's not that greatest. But those are, again, this is coming out the first week of January, so the 5th of January. Again, Song Blue is still in theaters. So that's going to be coming the week after that. So I'm going to purchase a ticket to watch that and do a review on that. And I'm hoping that by that time, like the third week of January, the Springsteen one is out, so I can schedule that. If not, what I'm thinking of doing is this one, the first, aka the threesome, first week of January, I'm going to watch and record, giving you all the details right now, friends. The Elio movie on Disney Plus. Third week will be Song Blue. So it gives me enough time to watch it, record it, and everything like that. And then hopefully the last week of January, Springsteen movie is finally on streaming service for me to stream it, and I'm off to pay for it and pay like 20. I keep hearing bad reviews, and again, like I said, I don't really listen to the reviews for watching a movie, because I've seen movies and the reviews are like, it's terrible, and I loved it, and I see movies people love and I hate it, and movies that were bad, I agreed that were bad, and movies that were good, I agreed that they're good. But like I said, I'm not a Springsteen fan, so I'm not paying money to buy it. And that's how I go. Like, if I'm not a fan of this artist and I'm watching their biopic, I'm watching it to do the podcast for you guys. So I rather, if the only way I would pay for it with my money would if I see it in theaters, and if it's not no longer in theaters, I'm waiting until it's on one of those streaming services, I watch and watch it there. But that is it for today. It's lovely talking to you guys. Like I said, after this one, I have 3 more pre-planned podcasts that are coming out. One will be because we are in holiday season. the Elio one, either tomorrow, like the 29th probably, I'm going to record it, watch it and record it. Because again, I'm born in December. I'm a December Sagittarius. The whole month of December is very busy. My birthday, doing birthday things, doing Christmas things and stuff like that. Very busy. Like I said, like Yellow one is gonna be the next one recorded, because again, I have Disney Plus. Gonna watch it, then record it. So that will be the next podcast coming out. Then after that, whenever I have time to go see the Neil Diamond one, will be the Neil Diamond one. And then once I finish watching the movie, if it's not on New Year's Eve, or if it's not on New Year's Eve and I don't watch it on New Year's Eve before I go celebrate New Year's Eve at night, then I'll have that recorded, right? But if it's after that, then it's gonna be fine, because then I can have it scheduled properly. But the last one that I don't know when it should be out in streaming services, but it's not, is the Springsteen one. So I don't know when that one's coming out. But at least, like I said, at least the threesome, Elio and Song Blue, all gonna be out in January. Those three. The Springsteen one, I'm hoping the last week in January is out so I can record it. If not, whenever that becomes available in streaming services is when I will watch it and record it for you guys. I love you guys. I hope your year is good and starts out good. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.